Accession number 10069, reel number 4.
Mr. Soleil, reel 4.
We was presenting ourselves in the case of the skin disease. The workers had, I don't say 100%, but 60 or 70% the workers has been treated, all different nationalities, has been treated for skin disease, for ankylosis, and some rashes in the skin, some produce ulcerated legs, some produce cancer, maybe in a food, because the antibiotics, we had no antibiotics, we had no proper medications for combat the beginning of the disease. Accidents this happens in tipper over putting the foot in a wood with nails, rusty nails. We had accidents in a mines working in a underground, so we had no proper, we had the care. We had the care and attention, but we haven't got the proper medicine to compete against any disease which is coming to us. It was the case of the shortage, even the shortage of bandages. We was able to use a linen bandage, but we was using paper bandage.
Some people say that some of the slave workers ended up in the cement. Is it true?
No. Let's be frankly, I haven't seen anybody. I don't think that happens to this wife. Maybe some. Maybe so. I never saw myself. But yes, somebody's been beat. Very beat, very bad. Lifted the night outside in 5 Mile Road, barbed wire, Russians, or somebody go over the fields and try to find their food in the fields. Anything can find that. And maybe had some mines exploded. Yes, this happens, the exploded mine. This happens to the workers poisoning himself, eating something in the fields because he thought it was onions or he thought it was food. This happens. This happens that the workers tried to find the food because we were short the food. The food was consistent in the morning. It was coffee, just water. I don't know what kind of coffee it was because maybe artificial, something artificial. That in the camps. They have to give a loaf of bread, which it was a kilo. It was very bad. It was in a block. And this kilo of bread, it was approximately 9 inches by 4 inches by 5 inches. I was cut in 4 or 5 for about 24 hours. Someone ate the lot in once because he was hungry. Then in the morning, sometimes he had no bread to put in, and this kind of slop, coffee, which was given, he'd be, night before. So the coffee was much to endure himself the necessities they need for survive, for live. Lunchtime, which you call lunchtime, he had to call one tof. One tof consists in few carrots, few pieces of meat or bones, and kind of powder, and few potatoes is all. In the evening, when arriving in the camps, these are the ones he have to leave in the camps, straight away, the ones he was working, he was ill or he was there, justified the work, he has given a ticket. Because the Germans, some, perhaps, nobody, everybody had to go to work, but they had to give him a ticket. If anything happens, Spanish man that, he don't give him no ticket at all. But he had to give him a ticket. But this ticket, he has to give you the bread. And the night dinner. The night dinner concerned, which are the bread, which I've been just saying, it was for 6 or 5 or 8, depend the one we had there, but a very small piece of the cheese, and a little bit of butter, very, very small butter, which you say a piece of butter, the, an inch by an inch, really, sometimes, or 2 inches, depend, the butter. Well, I don't know if it was butter what it was, okay? And after, the nuts, I mean, it was potatoes from Jersey, potatoes, a few pieces of the carrots, few pieces of the vegetables grown up in Jersey, and just a little bit of meat, not much. The one you have to have a piece of meat or 2 pieces of meat, my goodness, this was, you know, a banquet. Well, this is what it was. Again, the stew. Stew to everybody have. And beans or something like that. Or beans to have sent a lot of worms too. And some chickpeas. Same, you know. So different then. But the food, it was very, very poor. Very poor. And in the end of the food, it was terrible in the end of the, when it came to the, before liberation. Even the Germans himself, he was passing hunger. So that's what the camps. In hospital, he had to survive a little bit more because we was patching up patients. We were patching up because if he came, if we can patch up, he can go back to work. He was given mashed potatoes, perhaps a little bit of skim milk on top. We was given perhaps just a little bit of meat or something, or perhaps some chicken, anything, something better to know about the workers he had outside, just to recuperate. And when he was in recuperation, out he goes. The ones he was able to do with anything, they were sent to the to France. Special convoy, you see. And that's what it was, the life, everyday life, to every worker. Rain, snow, no matter what weather, still at the work on that side. Clothing. The clothing they had, I said they had because, I repeat, I was working in a hospital, which I was better to know outside in my time. In winter, which was from the 42, 43, and 44, some to the image we said, all the comrades, all the friends, he was making for the cement bags, which he was a paper bag. He had to recuperate the many he could. He had to strip the inside because it was doled with powder, with cement. He making jackets, make a hole in the top and tools in the, one on each side, they make a jacket. Even paper bandage in the legs. But a blanket over the shoulders and the head, and there what he was, because he had no proper clothes for the winter. But even the Russians himself, he had very poor clothes, and the same thing happens in general. In general. Now, yes, we had some Dutch, Belgians, so some different nationalities, they have to come here to work voluntary. The different skills. Mechanics, welders, electricians, but in contracts, perhaps. Perhaps they choose to come to Jersey. He was separate from the working things in Germany or in Holland or in a place in the countries which he come from, you see, because it was worse. Fair enough. We accept it. But some, yes, he was voluntary in here, some of them. But we treat them the same as us because he was suffering day after day the same ways as us. And even perhaps a little bit more food he was given to them, but he was forced to work. This existed. Volunteers came from Holland, I'm from in Belgium, and perhaps from other countries, the same, volunteers. This is it. Because now the process, it was coming to the end. The fortifications all over the island, it was finishing. It was in the end. It came the expeditions, which in 1943, I mean the 43, the 44, they were sent to France. A lot of the Spaniards went back there to France. Contingents came from Malden ASM and from Guernsey back to France to work in other parts to the Calais. And fortifications there, waiting for the invasion tour. Some the Spaniards worked there. And the conditions that existing just as the same in part of Calais. Some escaped from when he was sent to work at Pas de Calais. Some escaped to the Spaniards and he joined in a resistance from Saint-Malo. Escaped and he joined the resistance. And I don't say the majority, but a part of the majority, the Spaniards joined in Normandy resistance. It was people from Jersey and the Spaniards. And he organized the resistance in France. It was the Spaniards.
Did you get any food from the civilians in Jersey?
Well, no, because the civilians they had enough to do for themselves. Because the civilians, what they have to do is to look after his own family, but he had very little. But he had, for instance, he had somebody, he had a cousin or somebody in the family which live in the country. If he had the probability to go in the country during the day to see his family for something, he did. He went for eggs or anything like that. Of course he did. He helped one each other. But you see, in occupation time, it was very little to move from one parish to another. He kept himself in the parish all the time. Very little came to, the people came to Jersey or said in Centelia from St. Ouen's. He was keeping himself in St. Ouen's because he had to walk through, you see. And St. John's, the same thing. And all the parishes was keeping for himself. Very little people there to say, well, I'm going to Centelia tomorrow. For what? Because Centelia was the same as he was in St. Ouen's. All the parish was the same. Because the ones he was in the country, he had more probabilities to obtain food because he was growing his own food. And the ones in town, he was a little bit dismayed because he never had much food. See? That was the situation. So there's not many people, he traveled long distances because we had no cars. The guards have to stop you. The guards have to stop you to see for in case you go and attack, you know, something. Yes, some he did. There's some risk. Some he never took the risk to go and see this one another.
Can you remember the day of liberation?
Oh, yes.
Can you describe it?
Well, the day of the liberation, it was fantastic for everybody. Joyous, everybody. Everybody in Italy, unbelievable. Everybody embracing one another. The camps, he was open, a camps. But in no many left. And this time to the liberation, he wasn't many Spaniards left in here. And no many Russians left. Because he took it away, you see. The ones left in Jersey, he was people like me, who was essential in the hospital or some places essential, but he was doing a job as was told, and we were doing good for other people, you see. So, but in liberation, I think it was about 40 or 50, perhaps there were more, in Jersey, left in Jersey. See, but everybody enjoyable, everybody happy, you know. Well, I couldn't tell you what the happiness everybody had.
Was there any revenge taken on the Germans?
No. You see, the liberation came along there, and the Spaniards were the first ones to go and see them, five, but he came straight away, and put herself to service for in case he wasn't sure the soldiers to guard the Germans. We offered ourselves the service. Because he said, no, because we don't know what you're going to do to them. No, if he said to you, all right, you people, we can trust you. We'll give you arms and keep the Germans in the camps. But it wasn't necessary. The British soldiers did the job. But we offered ourselves to help the liberation forces. But he said, no, thank you very much. This has been stated in the falls, everyone, we wasn't here. Because MLF5, he wasn't here straight away. But he was a SAM, he was a service information, the Russians. He was a Polish and a Russian, which the SAM began to ask questions about the situation to the Russians. What we explained to them, the situation, but he was a Russian in here. And that's all. He was put everything in order, you see. And we stay. He gave us the permission to stay in New Jersey. We met my wife in this time. And of course, he granted me to stay in Jersey because I married a Jersey girl in this time, see? So, very kind to the authorities to give me the authorization to remain in Jersey. But the other ones, it was still Spaniards in Guernsey. And it was still naturally Spaniards in here. And he came an order to the High Command, to the forces in Europe, to heavy displaced person. He has to go back to the country, the origin, before the war. He had to go back to the country, the origin before the war. So the Spaniards, but they want to do it, they want to send the some to Spain. And we told them we know it wasn't the Spanish people, Franco's people, it was the Spanish Republicans. And through that, some in Guernsey, he want to commit suicide because he thought they were talking back to Spain. And I got correspondence in here with me, they say so. And we got some correspondence in here that we sent it to London, the representative of the Spanish Republican in London, saying, if you can help us. He said, no, you're Spanish Republican, we try to do the best we can if you want to come to England to work. We want to work. He said, no, we want to, to want to make sure that we are Spanish Republicans, because what the idea was to be what Franco's people. See, that was the better understanding. And what I said, I got some telegrams in here with me, which I keep it. And he got the relation that we are Spanish Republicans, but we can do it. And of course, he stopped. And after they were sent to France. And some he was sent to Paris, naturally. And in Paris, it was a recuperation. In Paris was a recuperation center that all the refugees. And naturally, they were sent off to different camps and different locations, the refugees. And off they began to do the life in France. They had to live in France. Some went back after when Franco died. Some are still in France. Some they are French naturalized. The same because some are Spaniards, which is naturalized British from the Republicans. And this body was an end to our history in a part of the liberation.